Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to this week's episode. Today's topic is for those of you that are looking to be what I would call a professional VA. So really focused on what I consider the skills to be a professional VA. And why do you want to be viewed as a professional? Well, it's pretty simple. You can charge premium rates, and you'll also attract other professionals who you want to work with. But another important thing is you'll be viewed as a professional in your niche. Now, you've heard me probably say this before, but the online industry is growing by leaps and bounds, as is the VA industry. And unfortunately, that attracts some bad seeds. And if you really want to stand out and show clients that may have trust issues because they've been burned by an unprofessional VA, then there are certain things that you need to kind of have in place, but also, I would believe, traits that are important to you. Being customer service focused would be paramount for you to be viewed as a professional VA. What do I mean by customer service? Doing whatever needs to be done to make it right for your client. So if there was a miscommunication or something wasn't maybe misunderstood or maybe you made a mistake, whatever it might be, because we're all human, focusing on the customer and making it right to them. So being customer service focused to me is one of the most important parts of being viewed as a professional. Obviously, honesty is crucial, as is being ethical, but only taking on the right clients that are really for you. Now, obviously, there's always exceptions to the rule because you may take work from a friend, or a family member. Your business, your choice, as my motto states. But what I'm talking about is really just working with the clients that you want to work with, the ones that light you up, the ones that you absolutely adore. Because at the end of the day, you want to be a partner and a collaborator with your clients, not necessarily just an assistant. Nothing wrong with being assistant. But to me, a professional VA is more like a consultant than an assistant. And consultants partner with clients and collaborate for their success. What else would I, this is, again, sorry, interrupted my thought here. This is my definition of what it takes to be a professional VA. So this may or may not be for you. So realize everybody kind of has their own opinion. This one is mine. So if it's for you, great. If it's not, that's fine too. But I think it's so important right now that for those of us that are in this for the long haul, those of us that want to be viewed as a professional, and for those of us who are earning a living, this is our livelihood, it's so important to show clients that you are a professional and that you're not just flying by the seat of your pants. You need to have your systems in place. Those key business systems, either have them implemented or working on getting them done, because that's going to show clients right off the bat that you are professional, that you're in this for the long haul, and you're not just doing this as a side hustle. Nothing wrong with doing it as a side hustle. I'm talking to those of you who want this as your livelihood for the foreseeable future, right? What makes a difference is if you have those systems in place, clients can see that from the get-go. You have an onboarding system. You have a discovery session system. You know what forms to send. You have a welcome packet that explains how you work. You have your business policies documented. All of these things are so important. This is going to help you stand out. And very importantly, for those clients that may have been burned by an unprofessional VA, they're going to see the difference immediately and how you run your business. So just to reiterate, why be viewed as a professional in your client's eyes? Well, you can charge premium rates. You'll attract other professionals, and you'll be viewed as a professional in your niche. Skills, a lot of these are more traits, honesty, ethical, but being really customer service focused, only working with the right clients for you, the ones that light you up, being proactive, partnering with your clients and collaborating for their success. And I think one of the things that is most important is don't take on clients before you're ready. Be ready to take on clients. Now, again, I'm not talking about family or friends or a friend of a friend. I'm talking about clients that you don't know that come to you and are looking for you to help them. So be ready. How can you be ready? Again, have your systems in place, right? A business is a system and people run the system. So you need to make sure those are ready to go in order for you to be able to stand out and become viewed as a professional in whatever niche that you are focusing on. So again, this is Susan's opinion. Take what works for you, leave what doesn't. Thanks for listening. Feel free to subscribe if you haven't. I drop new podcasts every week and you can find them on all the popular podcasting platforms. In fact, you can sign up right here on my website. Thank you for listening and I will see you next week, and feel free to drop a comment. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.